This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives runs a business summit, protests by opposition parties. House begins general discussions on annual estimates of revenue and expenditures for upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee presents a Federal Civil Service Bill along with its report in House of Representatives meeting. Nepal resumes exporting 40 megawatts of electricity to Bangladesh through Indian transmission line. And UK advises against all travel to Israel as Israel and Iran continue air strikes. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives took place amid the chanting of slogans by the members of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party today. Similarly, the lawmakers from the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party stood up from their seats to express their protest. The opposition parties have been obstructing the parliamentary meetings for the past few days over the issue of visa and immigration. Likewise, lawmakers from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party also called the attention of the Speaker Devraj Khimre not to run the House business amid the protests by the oppositions. Earlier today, Speaker Khimre held discussions with the Acting Chair of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Dol Prasad Aryal, and Chairperson of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Rajendra Lingden, seeking their cooperation to create an environment conducive to ending the ongoing obstruction in the House. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Patel has presented a proposal in the House of Representatives seeking general discussion on the annual estimates of revenue and expenditures for the upcoming fiscal year 2025 and 26. While presenting the proposal in today's meeting of the lower house of the Federal Parliament, Minister Patel said that tax has been removed to promote the production of organic and farm manure and encourage digital payments, increasing economic activities in the country. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress lawmaker and former finance minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat has stressed that fiscal discipline should be guaranteed in the budget. Taking part in the general discussion on the annual estimates of the revenue and expenditures for the upcoming fiscal year, today leader Mahat said that the new budget is relatively balanced and meets the discipline criteria. Similarly, taking part in the discussion on the budget, CPN-UML lawmaker Bhim Prasad Acharya described the budget as realistic and oriented towards addressing the challenges facing by the private sector. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee today presented the Federal Civil Service Bill in the House of Representatives meeting. Committee Chairman Ram Hari Khatiwada presented the bill along with the report the committee prepared. Chairman Khatiwada informed the lower house of the Federal Parliament that the subcommittee formed under the coordination of lawmaker Dilendra Prasad Baru had finalized the bill after extensive discussion. Earlier, the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee had unanimously endorsed the bill with the provision of 2 years of cooling off period. President Ramchandra Patel has said that the democracy will be strengthened if the civil service wins the heart of citizens by delivering services in a smooth, easy and effective manner. Addressing the Diamond Jubilee celebrations ceremony of the Public Service Commission, PSC, today, the President urged the bureaucracy to embrace good governance through advanced technologies and skilled human resources to better address citizens' aspirations. According to President Patel, the PSC constitutionally mandated to select a competent workforce for permanent government positions has commendably upheld its core principles of merit, impartiality and integrity for 75 years. He also called on the PSC to remain vigilant about its duties and responsibilities, serving as a center of justice for the present generation and a beacon of hope for future generations. Similarly, addressing the Diamond Jubilee celebration ceremony of the Public Service Commission today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stated that the PSC continues to win high public trust for maintaining impartiality. The Prime Minister praised the PSC's role in recruiting workforce for civil service, security agencies and other public institutions based on competence, impartiality and fairness. Prime Minister Oli also pledged the necessary government support to make the Commission more resourceful and technologically friendly. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekasa.
Fiber Internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone Internet TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has resumed exporting 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal to Bangladesh through the Indian transmission line. Power from Nepal to Bangladesh was exported for the first time for 12 hours on the 15th of July last year. It has resumed from today this year. A power cell agreement had been signed between NEA, Bangladesh Power Development Board, and NTPC Vidyut Byapar Nigam Limited of India last year. Nepal has been exporting excess electricity during the rainy season to neighboring India for 5 months every year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran launches missiles at part of central and northern Israel after Israel's military confirms it has carried out attacks on Iranian nuclear infrastructure. The BBC cited Israeli emergency services as saying that at least 10 people have been killed in Iranian strikes, but Iran makes no mention of casualties from Israeli attacks. Meanwhile, the UK Foreign Office has warned against all travel to Israel. It outlines the risk of regional escalation, saying that the situation has the potential to deteriorate further quickly and without warning. The Foreign Office also says that the Israeli airspace remains closed as air links out of the country have been disrupted after a nationwide state of emergency was declared in Israel on the 13th of June. The UK Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office advises against all travel to Gaza and all travel within 500 meters of the border with Syria. 7 people, including a toddler, have been killed in India's northern Uttarakhand state when a helicopter ferrying them for a Hindu pilgrimage crashed into the Himalayas. Al Jazeera cited officials from the Uttarakhand Civil Aviation Development Authority as saying that the chopper took off at about 5:30 a.m. today from the temple town of Kedarnath to for Guptaksi, a town some 37 kilometers away, but crashed shortly after takeoff. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim provinces. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim provinces. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives runs business amid protests by opposition parties. House begins general discussions on annual estimates of revenue and expenditures for upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee presents a Federal Civil Service Bill along with its report in House of Representatives meeting. Nepal resumes exporting 40 megawatts of electricity to Bangladesh through Indian transmission line. And UK advises against all travel to Israel as Israel and Iran continue air strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.